Page 6. Main ideas. Exercise 1.
Thank you for joining us at EnduranceRadio.com. We've got another great interview for you today. We're going to be speaking with Jay Batchen. He was the first American to finish the Marathon des Sables. We're going to hear about that and his background in ultra running and a little bit about his background in endurance sports in general. So, Jay, thanks very much for joining us. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us on the phone.
Thank you, Tim. It's my pleasure.
So talk about the Marathon des Sables. How did you get into that?
It's funny how I did get into the Marathon des Sables. I was introduced to it while working for the Discovery Channel. I filmed the event in 1999, which is actually the year my wife, Lisa Smith-Batchen, won the event. And that's how I ended up in Morocco and ended up learning about the event myself.
So did you know Lisa before that event, or you met her there?
Met her there.
Okay, so you ended up marrying the winner of the race that you were filming?
Yep.
Oh, very good. So talk about that race. How did that start? How long is it? Where is it? That sort of thing for our listeners that may not know.
Sure. The race takes place in the Sahara Desert in southern Morocco, just outside of the Atlas Mountains. And the course is different every year. For instance, this year it was a 154-mile course. And the year I ran it in 2000, it was about 148 that year. So
wow.
It just changes year to year. And obviously the terrain will change as well, since the course does.
Now, is this a stage race, or is it just start and go to you finish?
No, this particular race is a stage race. And the format is fairly similar each year, in that the first three stages are all around 20 miles, give or take. And then the fourth stage is a 50-mile long stage. Then that's followed by a full marathon. And the last day basically makes up the difference. Just gets you back into a town, and it's a little shorter. Gives everyone a chance to get across the finish line and get back to the small town where we rendezvous and clean up for a nice night of awards and festivities.
If you're able to stay standing at that point, I guess.
Definitely. And what's unique about this race is that you do have to carry all of your food, extra clothing, and things like that for the entire event. You are given a ration of water each day at checkpoints, roughly about 6 to 8 miles in length. I mean, you're sleeping in a tent every night. There are sandstorms. You're sharing the tent with 8 other people. It's not fully enclosed. So you have wind and sand and people snoring and rustling next to you. Uh-huh. You're sleeping on rocks.
Well, you know, Jay, it doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun. So, you know, in the night, you're not getting a lot of sleep. What is it in it for you? What does the race do for you personally?
That's a good question, and it's a question that many people ask. And what I tell them is that this race is more than a race. It's a life experience. And what I mean by that is, You're sharing a tent with 8 other people, and you're going through the same highs and lows every day. It might not be at the same time, but you're running in the same heat, you're running in the same wind, you're sleeping in the same sandstorms and on the cold nights. And for me, it's about meeting the other people that are running this event and sharing stories with them and sharing the experience with them. And it's so hard to describe to someone who hasn't been there and run the event. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's completing the distance and knowing that I can do it, feeling that I can do it. But it's meeting the people from all over the world, from all walks of life, and just sharing it with them that makes it special.